Czech police officers and firefighters demonstrated on Wednesday in protest at wage cuts affecting civil servants under the government's austerity measures, which are aimed at lowering the public deficit. Several thousand gathered not far from the office of the government, waving placards and sounding sirens before heading to an area near the lower house of parliament, the Chamber of Deputies. Jan Wellinger has the details.
Around 3,000 police showed their discontent in the centre of Prague on Wednesday, protesting over a 4% wage cut, which they and other civil servants fear will hit them hard in 2010, part of measures approved by the government. The protest got underway even as next year's state budget was being debated in the lower house by MPs. Some representatives say that the cuts will have a negative impact on the public sector, including Milan Skipanek, the head of the country's police unions. He spoke to public broadcaster Czech TV.
Of course, through this demonstration, we want to let our politicians know where we stand and to show how the cut could affect not just the police, but all state employees. We want MPs to become aware that there is a large body of people who will be affected and that it could have a detrimental impact on the public sector as a whole.
Given the poor state of public finances, proponents of the 4% pay cut say it is a necessity, no matter how unfortunate. MP Jan Vigim is a member of the Right of Center Civic Democrats.
This is the reality of the economic crisis, and I'm honestly very sorry, but that's just how things are. On the other hand, I have to say I found it a little unfortunate that the police and firefighters should protest in this manner, because under the law their colleagues in the army can't. I think that's a bit unfair to their colleagues.
The police have been backed by the political left, namely the Social Democrats, including party leader Jiří Paroubek and former Interior Minister František Bublan. Still, union leader Milan Škěpánek insists the protest was not, at heart, political.
Just because one of the parties has recommended changes doesn't mean it's political. If a right-wing party put forward a proposal which similarly suited us, we would support it too.
For now, the police remain arguably the most vocal among state employees in their discontent, pointing out that in terms of real wages, their pay has now suffered over successive years. It remains in question whether this protest or others like it, though, will yield any real results.
And thanks to Jan Wellinger for that report. The hugely successful Prague Zoo is undergoing a change of management.